While the museum has been closed to the public, employees have still been reporting to work. What has your staff been doing during this time? And what might folks notice that might be different about the museum when it opens?
One of the things that we've spent a good bit of time doing is to clean exhibits. The exhibits are intricate creatures, and they require a lot of attention. And when the public are in the galleries, it's hard to get in and move objects and so on. So to the discerning eye, they may well see that things have been tidied up and cleaned and so on. And because we've been trying to expand things like our history collection, we have accumulated a lot of items. So we've spent much of this time working in the collections, getting them in proper order, and documenting them with the overall goal that we will digitize them and make those records available to the public online. So people who find an arrow point in a cultivated field will be able to go to the museum's website and compare the piece that they found with one in our collection, and there'll be some information tied to it.
Since the museum has been closed to the public, you've lost roughly half your staff to retirements, layoffs, and some moving on to other jobs. How has this reduction in staff affected the museum?
It's certainly difficult, but we have an extraordinary core of people who are with the museum, dedicated professionals. Virtually all of the major collections have lost a person or two. However, we still have curators in art, in geology, and in zoology, in anthropology, so the major collections are still well cared for. What we've done is assembled a plan to revitalize the curatorial staff of the museum, and we're preparing now with the idea that we'll be able to rebuild the staff.
Illinois continues to be in an uncertain and precarious budget situation. Do you anticipate that that is going to be a hurdle when it comes to trying to recruit folks to fill some of those positions?
Well, I think there are challenges in that regard. That said, you know, as a young lad, I came here as a kid. The opportunity to work at this institution 32 years ago was an extraordinary blessing. I think that there are a lot of people like me who are in academic settings, who are young graduate students, who will recognize that the institution has an extraordinary track record. I think at the end of the day, the institution and the collection are magnetic, and they will draw bright people who want to take advantage of an extraordinary situation.
In the past, entry to the museum was free, but once it reopens in July, adults will have to pay a $5 entry fee. Can you make the case for why folks should pay that fee now?
As I think anyone listening realizes, the fiscal well-being of the state is a challenging issue. Museums and other agencies have got to be smarter, diversify their resources. For a great many years, the museum has drawn on the Illinois State Museum Society, which is a not-for-profit wing of the institution. There have been extraordinary philanthropic contributions to the museum. Even at that, we need to do better. And $5 for adults, with the idea that young ones will receive free admission, as will seniors and military people. When you look at a museum, it's really one of the few institutions in society where you can have lifelong learning for the entire family. And the Illinois State Museum, in particular, is an institution that tells the story of Illinois from the development of this incredible landscape to the history of human beings in the state and onward to contemporary cultural activities such as art and so on. At $5 for adults in their income-producing years, I think is an extraordinary deal for the opportunity to explore the history of Illinois.
People in central Illinois are probably most familiar with the Springfield Museum, but there are other branches of the State Museum. What's going to happen to the other sites?
At Dixon Mounds, which is another extraordinary place, it's dedicated to the history of Native Americans in the Illinois River Valley specifically, but more broadly in the Midwest. As part of this hiatus, we have been working on exhibits. There are new exhibits that we'll bring online, some which will be completed by reopening, others which are still underway. Some years ago, we entered into a partnership with the Nature Conservancy, the University of Illinois Springfield, and the Illinois Natural History Survey, the latter of which all have research laboratories on this extraordinarily magnificent wetlands complex called Emequon. And we are building at Dixon Mounds, the Yemequan Gallery, which will look at the transformation of the Illinois River over time. The exhibits in the museum will talk about how human beings have interacted with that landscape for a long time and how we have transformed it in one way and now recouped it or restored it in another. There's a rich story that will be told at Dixon Mounds as well.
And at this point, the plan is only to reopen Springfield and Dixon Mounds on July 2nd, right? What's going on with the other branches?
So there's opportunities to talk with both the people in Lockport and in Chicago to determine a course that will be for the well-being of the citizens there as well as the institution. Having a presence in a major metropolitan area is of interest. We're still trying to figure out the very best way to do that. So that's part of a dialogue that has been going on during this process to revitalize the entire institution.
Where does the museum's accreditation stand at this point? There was some question about that it could be at risk. What's the status there?
Currently, we're on probation. We have a report to send in to the American Alliance of Museums within the next week. We will give them the good news that we're reopened, that we have a plan to revitalize the staff, that essentially all of the back-of-the-house activities, loans, research, providing access to the collections, etc. All of those activities have been maintained over this hiatus in which the public has not been available. And we think that that's a compelling argument, and we're looking forward to being removed from the probationary list.
Any special plans for July 2nd? Will there be any kind of pomp to the reopening or celebratory feel, or is it going to be kind of a regular day and just opening the doors for folks?
We want to make a bang, Jamie. I had a meeting into the night last night with Museum Society folk. We've been talking with the department. We've been talking internally. We hope to have a sort of pre-opening celebration for staff and supporters, thanking them for all of their efforts on our behalf to articulate the story of the museum and so on. And then on the 2nd, we're going to have a series of activities, exhibit materials in the building to welcome back the museum going public. And then we are scheduling, we think now in draft looks like for the first month or 6 weeks and every other week special event on the weekend to reestablish the museum as a go-to place in Springfield. There'll be some unique opportunities not only to see some treasures in the collection, which we will bring out, but part of the plan is to open up the Research and Collection Center, where the bulk of the scientific and decorative arts collections are located, have the curatorial staff available, and to let people see this remarkable heritage collection that we hold on behalf of the citizens of Illinois.